can you take us back to, just for a minute, your decision to come here? And obviously Flores said this week that your wives are very close.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm assuming you two are very close. Oh, yeah. So to leave one good friend to come work for another good friend, what was that decision like?
I mean, just, you know, Flo, you know, I think Flo said in the media this week, you know, he like brothers and, you know, just respected my decision and allowed me to come. And, you know, it was, you know, just a chance to come back here to the New York Giants, you know, close to home, close to my family. So that's more, that's really most of what played into it, to be honest with you.
Got a friend with Joe then, obviously.
I spent a lot of time with Flo in the office. Flo, we're very, very close, very, very close. So, I mean, I'm not going to differentiate. That's not funny to me. That's not it. Flo is my man. I learned so much from Brian Flores. He's one of the smartest human beings I've ever been around, football, non-football. He challenges you to get better every day. I wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for Flo. Learned a ton of football, learned a ton about life. There's nobody, in my opinion, I mean, he's one of the best coaches in this league. In terms of whether it's leadership, in terms of his strategy. I mean, I know all these other people get mentioned all the time, but like, the guy, you know, defensive coordinator when they won the Super Bowl, you know, holding that team to that many points, the leadership he's displayed down there in Miami, leadership he's displayed, whether we were QCs, whether we were position coaches. I mean, I'm just telling you, like, that is my man. I love him to death, and I would not be here if it weren't for him in terms of how he challenges you to get better every day. And he does a great job of that.
What did you learn about being a defensive coordinator? Because that was your first year being, I know you weren't necessarily calling all the plays or whatever, but like what did you learn that year just about being a defensive coordinator?
I mean, the thing about Flo's going to make sure that he's going to drive you to be the best version of yourself. And he was like that when we were just position coaches or when he was a QC. So in terms of just like making sure you're thinking through all the matchups, making sure you're thinking through all the strategy, the detail. And then on top of that, he's smart. He's tough on the players. He's tough on the coaches. I mean, he's just a good coach. I mean, he's a good coach and a good friend. So, I mean, in terms of learning to be a defensive coordinator, you know, he had done it a year before that. And I really was just, you know, I mean, he did it at such a high level, at the highest level, winning the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I just really listened to him and just learned a lot from him.
Did you make a mistake by letting you leave?
Did he make a mistake by letting me leave? I mean, we don't look in the past. I mean, don't look in the past.
How would you describe your aggressiveness compared to his?
My aggressiveness? I mean,
because we see the way he's blitzing, yeah. You know, they're blitzing like crazy, and Joe talked about super aggression.
I just think that, you know, each game plan, each person's different. There's no question there. But each game plan is different. I'm sure if you look at some other game plans where we might have been aggressive, they might not be. I mean, I don't know, but like in terms of, I mean, you know, the characteristics of a coordinator, I mean, they vary from person to person. I can't compare. For the most part, I'm watching the offense. So, I mean, like, I can't tell you. I mean, I know they do a good job with pressure and stuff like that, but I can't. I mean, it's just based on the game plan.
You say to the idea that he's more aggressive than you.
He's more aggressive than me. That's fine. That's fine.
Just philosophically. I was just saying.
Philosophically, I mean, the main thing I focus on philosophically is playing a good football position, putting the team first, and valuing the process. The same three things I talk about all the time. That's what philosophically gets to it. And then by week, just try to do what's best for the team, try to put the players in the best position, and try to win the game. If it means play too high and give up 100 and something yards rushing and we win the game, I'm good. I mean, that's me.
Is that performance against the Eagles defensively what you had envisioned from this group?
200 yards rushing? No.
Overall,
the win? Yes. I mean, that's what we were looking for, the win. We knew what we were trying to do. You know, what we were trying to do. How's it applicable this week? Two different teams. You know, the Miami Dolphins, they're on like an uptick right now. You know, Tua's playing really well. They're running the ball. You know, got over 100 yards the last two games. Offensive line, young guys and some different pieces in there. They're starting to click. So hopefully there'll be some carryover from the game. That's always easier for the players. Like, okay, we used this in the scheme last week. Let's bring this over to the game now. Now, will it all be applicable? No, but, you know, I mean, again, it's really about this week right now, and it's just they present a lot of challenges, whether it's the quarterback who's playing at an alarmingly great rate in terms of efficiency. You know, Gaskins, they got Lindsey now. They're running the ball pretty good. All the gadget stuff they do, like in terms of, you know, whether it's the Wildcat, the reverses, the jet sweeps there to the guys. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Brad Berry has said himself that he wasn't playing up to his standard. Mm-hmm. Is that game against Philly the kind of game you're looking for from him?
I think what Brad did in terms of limiting the effectiveness of the receivers he was matched up on, you know, and then at some point we went to having him on Smith, and like, you know, he did a good job. The thing about Brad, he's so long, so at the line of scrimmage when he's there and being square and getting hands on people, it's hard to get around him. And they might be open later in the down, something like that, but like when a quarterback sees that, it's hard to stay with it, because you know, you see the guy blanked in the beginning. So I mean, I think Brad is just, you know, he continuing to improve. He's a relatively young player, he's working through it, and I was happy with what he did last week, and we got a big challenge this week, you know, whether it's Waddle, the guys out there, Parker practiced yesterday. I mean, we're gonna have a challenge for us, and plus the quarterback's throwing the ball efficiently.
Do you watch Waddle on tape?
Go ahead, Tom.
Do you have to approach a game any differently when it's 81 degrees and you're coming from a game where you played football weather?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, having lived down there and having coached down there, it's definitely something you gotta pay attention to. Again, we're not playing the weather, so it's about how we play the game and how we execute. But yes, you gotta, you know, make sure you're staying hydrated. Make sure guys understand that it's gonna be a little bit of a weather change. When you get to the hotel, make sure you go outside. Don't let the first time you get outside be the morning of. You know, just get a little used to it, but definitely take it into account.
Do you rotate more?
We rotate a good bit already, so I mean, I can see why you would. I would see why you would.
When you watch Waddle on tape, what is it that's making him so successful this early?
Fast. that's the first thing. He's really, really fast. He's explosive out of his breaks. And then I would say George and Eric, they're doing a good job of putting him in spots to get him open. You know, again, know those two guys. I QC with George. So, like, in terms of familiarity, you know, whether it's George, you know, Josh over there on the defensive side of the ball, Robbie Leonard, who was here, Flo, all these guys. We know all these guys. They're really smart coaches. And they're doing a good job of getting them in space, creating mismatches with the guys. So that's one thing they're doing. On top of his skill level, the coaches are putting him in the right spot. That's what I'm seeing on tape.
What makes this group of yours so good at creating turnovers? I mean, you have one in every game this year.
I think we have some ball hawks. I think Zay, I didn't know him when he was in college, but some of our coaches knew him in college and when he was in high school. He's always been a ball hawk. You know, he's always been someone that could get the ball. You know, you talk about Darnay's interception last week. I mean, Darnay was basically a skill player back at UCLA, where he was returning kicks, getting interceptions when he was playing outside, playing corner. So I think that's part of the evaluation process when we're going through the draft. We're looking for guys who are ball hawks, because some of it can be taught, but some of it's just natural. Those guys that want to get to the ball. So the more of those guys we can have, the more, and then the better we can execute in terms of practicing the techniques, giving them some tendencies to be able to play fast with anticipation. It all comes into play, and they're doing a good job. And they take pride in it. We always talk about taking the ball away from, you know, it's a turnover, a takeaway, but you're taking the ball away from. That's something they take pride in.
I think I've heard you say before that one of your overall defensive philosophies is like take away the game breakers, yeah. which is obviously easier said than done, or the best players wouldn't have great stats ever. But I look back just last game as an example, Goddard and Smith didn't have huge games. Tell me, can you just talk about that process of taking away the best player and kind of letting other guys be willing to beat you?
That's how I learned football, you know, like in terms of, okay, who are the guys that can win the game? Who are they trying to win the game with? And so if we could take those guys away, then it helps them. It forces them to play left-handed. Again, not saying the other guys can't make plays. I remember in 2014 against Green Bay when we went up there in December, we were taking away Cobb, and we were taking away, I can't remember his name. Nelson. And then Adams, to that point, didn't do anything. That game he did something. We lost. And I remember when I was at Green Bay, I told him about that. I explained to him the whole story. I said, you stepped up and you won the game for him, you know. But that's the process. You try to make them play left-handed, but you got to be ready for their other options. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But the key thing is, you know, like whether it's Miami, I mean, just thinking about Miami, you know, they got guys that could really hurt you. You know who they're trying to get the ball to. You know, you try to take them away and see if the other guys can beat you. But when you got a bunch of skill guys, you got Albert, you got the Gaskins who's playing well, you got Tua who's playing well, you can try to take away the other guys, but then, you know, you got to make sure you're defending them.
What's your triple team Waddle, right?
Triple T, I don't know. You're gonna have a little hard time with Mike Gesicki over there and Gaskins. It'd be tough.
How much work had Aaron Robinson gotten outside? Because obviously he got pressed into that during the game. How do you think he did? Now it seems like he's gonna have a potentially bigger role with Darnayo.
I think, you know, our job as coaches, we gotta be able to anticipate some of the change, the sudden change. You know, we always talk, there's something Flo used to say all the time, adapt or die. So, like, in terms of being able to adjust to that, we got to make sure during practice that we're getting them work both ways, you know, especially at the DB position. You know, you see how we roll those guys. And, you know, somebody like Love, you know, he's playing PP and punt. He's a safety one minute. He's a nickelback one minute. He's a sub linebacker. We got to, you know, anticipate the possibility of that. And so what we do is we cross train everybody. Now, are more of his reps more inside? Probably, if you look and track it. But we try to cross train the guys because they understand this. Your place on the team is determined by your value. Obviously, you have more value if you could do more stuff, and they buy into it. And that's something that Joe preaches. You know, that's how we learn the game of football. Again, I keep saying we because all the guys we're talking about, these coaches, you know, whether it's George, whether it's Josh, whether it's Flo, whether it's me, Joe, we all work together. We're all young guys in the cafeteria trying to get our food and go back to our desk and not sitting down and, you know, having conversations in our meeting rooms. But, you know, so that's really where it comes from.